Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Festival de Cannes. Today I'm in company of Monia Chokri, who's here to present her debut film as a director, A Brother's Love, screening here in the Acertar Regard section. Before starting the interview, you were talking about the premiere yesterday, so was it different for you from when you presented your films as an actress?
Oh yeah, of course, it's very different. For sure, like when you're an actor, the problem is when you're an actress, you're here for your image, which is kind of more stressful for me than being there for my opinion and my idea, which I control more. So I was kind of happy to be, it's easier in a way for me to be here and feeling that people wants to talk about my idea than my dress. I like it more, in a way. But yesterday was more stressful because when you're an actor, you don't have all the responsibility of a film. And for me to show my movie was kind of not stressful, but I would say super stressful, in a way.
When and why did you think that you wanted to express yourself in a different way as a director in this case?
I think I always wanted to express myself. I mean, I like art in every ways. I tried a lot of way of express myself in different medium of art. At one point, I was painting when I was younger. I liked to make photography. I like music. I was playing piano when I was younger, when I was a child. You know, the idea of creating interests me more than. I would not say more than the medium, but it's what is important for me. So I felt that maybe at one point as an actor I was limited in my expression, and writing was a way to express more myself, and then making my writing on like create images with my writing was a normal, not normal, but like I used to say, even in French, I don't remember the word. I would say it was a kind of a logical way after being an actor.
Why this story in particular? I read that it's inspired by your relationship with your brother, even if it's treated in another way.
I mean, it's when you write a first feature, it's good to talk about what you know. And I knew this relationship. I mean, it's not exactly how we didn't process the relationship in the same way because it's not an autobiography of myself, but it's a kind of a self fiction. So I took this idea of our relationship and put it in a fiction, and I thought it was a thing that I would be able to write well. And then I realized that there wasn't so much film about it. It was like Love Stream from Casavetes, which is his last movie, who talks about this relationship. Great movie with Gina Rowlands and him. But then I don't have so much example of that. So I was thinking, well, there's not so much film about it, and I can write something accurate about it. So let's try to make a feature.
Han also told me that you chose her because, let's say, she used the word ordinary, and she said that you chose her to portray an ordinary woman to better deliver the message. So what do you think of what she said, and did you choose her so that everybody could relate to her?
I chose her because she has a great charisma. I would say she would maybe say that, but it's really because she has a great charisma and she's very sympathetic. Like, the second you see her, the second you like her, she's likable. And so we can push Sofia a lot with her because she's so likable that she can push the character of Sofia very far. And also because she's very funny. She's one of the greatest comic actress that we got in the French Canadian culture, and she's also sensitive, so she has both, and I think she was perfect for the role. And of course she has this, I don't think she's ordinary or she's a normal looking person, but I think she can represent easily the way women perceive themselves also.
I was telling her that even if the story is about the protagonist's relationship with her brother, you managed to tackle also some of the struggles that women have to face today against stereotypes, for example. Was it always this the idea, your idea from the beginning, to at least touch all these points?
I mean, my goal when I write is to write a great story. That's my main goal. And then I feel that you don't have to think about what you want to, what's the theme of your movie, the theme and the obsession and the fear and all you say about women blow in the writing in a way. So my main matter was to have a very solid story and a great character. And of course, because it's a persona or it's a kind of a alter ego, of course there's some obsession of myself who goes in out of the character of Sofia. But yeah, but it's important for me also that women as role model in cinema, that's not fantasy, because we know, and it's obvious that still the movie industry is and the most of the director are male director. We know it. I mean, so, and it's not their fault, but most of them still write very inaccurate character, female character, or maybe too much fantasy, or they choose women that's impossible for women who see the movie to think that they would be as beautiful or as great as the character that's shown. So for me, it's important to have also like to starting to represent women in other ways in movies, not in seduction way, I would say. Because most of the people say like, oh, Sofia is kind of not unlikable at the beginning. Yeah. And I'm like, well, she's not, the only thing is she's not in seduction. Maybe it's how you find it so unlikable and unpleasant as men to see Sofia, but she's not trying to seduce you. That's maybe why, I would say.
Did you always want to make a comedy? I mean, how did you decide for the tone of the film? More dramedy?
It's people that say that it's comedy. I say dramedy. It's easier for me to assume that it's a dramedy than a comedy, because comedy means that you have to laugh. And I don't want that people are disappointed when they see the movie and they're like, oh, they say that. Because it's more like an industry thing, you know? Like the producer, the distributor, they need to say like, oh, it's a comedy, you know, you have like you, because it's very it's a selling thing. But I'm just writing and I'm just trying to make an okay movie, and yeah, of course my way of express myself as a part of humor, it's a part of myself, but it's not like on purpose I want to make a comedy. It wasn't like how I was articulating my writing, you know.
Yesterday, Tilda Swinton, during the press conference over film, The Dead Don't Die, jumped out in a conversation about pink quotas and gender equality and said that women directors are out there and that it's important to have pink quotas, but at the same time, it's important to give women the same access to funds. So at the beginning of the process, what do you think?
Well, I think there's not yet 50-50% director in the world. There's more male director. That's the fact. But there's more and more female director, because it's a power job. It's a job of power. And as every job of power, women are afraid of being in that position, because we are raised to seduce, we are raised to be nice, to be polite, to be silent. And so the more and more we're going to raise little girl and say, you are not on this world to be nice to people and to be silent and to be, and the more and more they get, they're going to get confident, the more and more they're going to be attracted to that kind of power job as a director.
Thank you, Monia Chokri, for presenting your film, the debut film, A Brother's Love, at the Accenture Regards section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Festival de Cannes for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.